Okay, great. So we have, so since we have quorum, we have 2 minutes to approve, correct?
We can approve the September meeting minutes.
And then do we approve the October? Or sorry.
There are no minutes from October because we didn't have quorum.
Great. Okay. Sounds good. So let's go ahead and can I get a motion to approve the minutes for September?
A motion.
You second the motion?
Great. Okay. We have our September minutes approved. I'm just going to go straight into our meeting. I'm so glad to see. Roll call. Sorry. I'm online and I don't know how to act. Okay. Let's go ahead and go through roll call. Can I get an approval from Commissioner Angela? Okay. I approve. Commissioner Rizvan? Okay. Commissioner Taylor?
Approved.
Thank you. Commissioner Ofa?
Approved.
Excellent. Commissioner Michael?
Yes.
Thank you. Commissioner Bridget? I saw that she just joined.
Just joined.
Okay. We'll go back to Commissioner Bridget. Commissioner Dr. Tamara Stevenson?
Approved.
Thank you. And then Commissioner Walton was our... Do we go back to Commissioner Jasmine?
Just go through the entire list.
Approved.
Okay. Approved. Thank you. And then Commissioner Rachel Weaver, if you could just, I know you're having tech issues, if you could at least type yes or no? No? Okay. Commissioner Bridget Shears, approval of minutes, yes or no?
Yes, I approve.
Thank you. Okay, we can go back to Commissioner Rachel Weaver. Do you approve the September minutes? Okay. Should we move on then? Okay. Okay, great. We've got the agenda up on the screen, so let's go to our MCA update.
Yes, so we'll just keep this a bit brief. We are having a busy November. Our Multicultural Youth Leadership Summit is next week. I want to give a thanks to Eddie and Ofa for their response on being interested in helping support our session. And Eddie was our wonderful moderator for that session, so we're very excited for the youth to be engaged in that. We also have a... What is it? It's the Unity Symposium. That's also next week. And Claudia, did you want to provide a bit more detail on that?
Yes. So we have next Wednesday a special event with Arthur Brooks and Professor Powell. I think I may have sent an email to commissioners yesterday regarding some tickets that we have available. So if they're still interested in attending that symposium, it's going to be from 1:30 to about 3 o'clock with some networking and mingling afterwards. So the context of this is that we were really trying to partner with various organizations that we haven't with in the past. So we have the University of Utah, BYU, the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute, the Sutherland Institute, really trying to, you know, bring this idea around bonding and bridge building that Arthur Brooks and Professor Powell are very keen and have done a lot of discussions and trainings around. So like I said, we have some additional tickets, and a few commissioners have responded to me saying that they would like to attend. So if there's anyone here that wants to, please email me or catch me afterwards, and I'll make sure to get you the registration information.
Perfect. And I also know that we also have the USU College Access Day event that's coming up. And that's been a part of kind of our new setup with our leadership programming. And so we're very excited to see what they were able to generate for this College Access Day for first-generation students. And then, Jenny, Miguel, any additional MCA updates?
Thank you.
Those are major ones. Perfect. And Claudia, while you're here, I was also wondering if we could also just quickly update on the notary experience, mm-hmm. since that will also be a brief update.
Yes, so not too much of a change from last time. We're still waiting on some dates to finalize with the Lieutenant Governor's office. But just to refresh everyone's memory, this is an experience that we wanted to have joint commission-wise. So I'm the staffer for the Multicultural Commission, which is just picking up its meetings this month, actually. So we'll have our first official meeting on November 29th. And the structure of it is a little bit more unique. We're doing more like topic or theme-based meetings. So this first one is all about housing. So we're meeting with the Department of Workforce Services, getting an overview of policies and different strategies that are ongoing within the state, and trying to seek, you know, opportunities to inform some engagement and maybe new ways of instituting those policies that they haven't quite grown into. So if it's an open meeting, so if there's any interest in attending or listening in, just let me know. But the notary experience is still getting finalized. Like I said, we're just waiting for some scheduling to kind of come together with the Lieutenant Governor's office. And if that proves to be a little more busy than we were hoping for, we'll probably go with Mike Maurer. That's someone that I don't know that we've engaged with before as a commission, but he's the governor's advisor on community outreach and a wonderful person, so kind. And he's also someone that is actually appointed to commissions across the state. So the experience will be to, you know, have a semi-formal ceremony just to onboard our new commissioners, and then also just give an opportunity for MLK and multicultural commissioners to just get to know each other a little bit more. So it should be a short, kind of sweet, just mingling experience with a little bit of business in the beginning, but mostly just for community building. So yes, that's all the updates I have with that meeting.
Perfect. That's everything from BMCA. Chair Angel, I bring it back to you.
Awesome. Chair Clayton, can I ask a question of Megan?
Yeah.
You mentioned some experience involving first-generation students.
The USU College Access Day?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, this is a great transition into our commission attendance and application process. So I know we have a smaller list of commission members. We're actually in a really interesting time where we've had some terms go off, and we're looking to build our commission back up with some new members. We have a date, I believe it's January 6th, is that correct, Megan? Where
That's we correct.
Need to get a list of approved applicants over to the governor's office. And so this is really a call out to our commission members. If there is anyone within your sphere of influence or in your network that you think would be a great addition to this amazing commission, we would love to hear from you. We're not just relying on everyone, just those who apply. We really want to make this a space where we identify some really great talent. So, please, if you have anyone that you would like to add to the commission or suggest to be interviewed, please send those emails or names to Megan or Vice Chair Stevenson or myself. If you're also interested in being a part of that interview process, I know we've called out for names, but just want to again say you are all invited to be a part of that process, and let us know if you'd like to be on that interview panel. We'd also like to, on this section of our agenda, just reiterate commission attendance. We actually keep roll of our different commissioners and their attendance. And so, as we, you know, go into this new year, we really just want to make sure that our commission members are able to attend our meetings, and that this is a priority. And so from here on out, we will be taking a look at the roll after every meeting. And if we see a commission member who, I believe there's a 70% participation. If we see folks kind of dipping below that line, we will request a meeting with you where we can talk about ways we can support you in keeping your commission seat. So just something we want to bring to everyone's attention as we're going into the new year and making maybe some new year goals, that participation is one of those. Any questions? Okay. We're moving along. Go ahead, Ofa.
Hi, thank you. Wondering if if we want to, like, say you don't reach out and we're not, like, yet at that threshold, like, what if we wanted to see kind of where we were at with our numbers and just want to make sure we're on track? Can we request that or just?
Yes. Love the proactiveness. So, you know, I think Megan, can we share that Excel doc out to everyone so they know where they're at?
I can share so people can see their own individual attendance.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it. Any other questions? Okay. Let's move on to our 2024 Jazz event. Vice Chair Stevenson, would you give us an update, please?
Yes, Chair Clayton. Good morning, everyone. This group has been meeting since at least September, but I want to say sooner than that.
End of August.
End of August. So we're already psyched that we have a much longer head start because this is such a popular opportunity. And of course, a useful opportunity to be able to partner with the Utah Jazz around, the MLK Day observance. So there are some shifts for this upcoming event because there is a Utah Jazz home game on MLK Day. And, so if you have attended before, when there's not a game, you know, it's a little bit easier to get in and get out. There's less issues around security issues, but when it's a game day, you know, all are on deck that day. So, this current draft of the agenda is shifted a bit to allow, the students and their person that will accompany them to actually attend the game. So we'll start later in the afternoon, starting at around 3:45, where we'll check in. They'll get to see a shoot around with the players. I have that right. Then we'll transition to where they'll have some food. There'll be a speaker. Even the Jazz Bear might be there as well. And then we'll go into some programming. There's a game run by L3 Harris, thanks to Commissioner Eddie Thompson. And we'll have stations that will represent the MLK Toolkit and hopefully the Nonviolence 360 tenants as well, which we would like commissioners to be able to volunteer to be at those tables. We'll have a service project, which we believe will be hygiene kits for a local organization, and then we go to the game.
Ooh.
Just so you know as well, our partner there, Catrice, who we're working with, has just created and curated this experience in such a way to, at one point, I said, we don't need to do all of that. So for example, she had actually thought about a way for the students to even have a post-game opportunity where they could go on the court after the game, and it was like, look, it'll be like after 9:30. Look, and it's a school day the next day. Send them home. They'll be good. They'll get a lot of stuff. They'll be good. So we're so psyched about it. I believe Claire Chayton. Chair Clayton has also arranged for some resources where we might be able to provide some books for the students as part of their swag bag. And you'll hear a little later, well, I'll tease in a part of this UTA partnership. We were able to meet with members of the UTA community engagement team.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, even about another thing, but we snuck in the fact that, yeah, we have this partnership with the Utah Jazz, and, you know we have students that could potentially come from throughout the state. Is there some way we could partner there? And they were like, absolutely. So there might be a way to be able to arrange for access to free public transportation for attendees to be able to come to the game. I mean, the Delta Center station is right there. So they're working with us to figure out what they can do with that. But they were very excited to be able to tag into that as well. Fellow committee members, can you share if I missed anything? And I just want to again put in the notice that we would love to welcome commissioners to come volunteer with us that day, particularly around the stations. And we'll need to know sooner than later because tickets are definitely limited because of the game day.
And I think volunteers are limited this year too, to, I think she said 20.
Yes.
So just got to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. Emailing you. Okay. Did I miss anything, fellow committee members?
I don't think you missed anything. That was a great update. Thank you so much.
All right. So if you would like to be on that list to volunteer, please send me an email or send Chair an email so we can, again, solidify this list sooner than later. Again, it's a game day, so we really want to make sure that we have everything organized. And, of course, you'd be able to attend the game as well. So we need counts. We need those counts to be solid and accurate. So thank you. We're excited.
Amazing. Great work, Vice Chair. Excited to have you partnering and putting things together and pulling in UTA. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Okay, let's go on to our King Center BeLove training debrief. Now, I know this was short notice. Literally, I saw it on like LinkedIn and sent it out a couple days before. So I know not a lot of folks could attend, but a few of us were able to. And so we'd like to give space to those of us who attended to give an update. I know, Claudia, were you there as well?
I was able to join part of the experience, not the whole.
Yeah.
But yes.
Would you mind letting the commissioners know kind of what you saw or maybe what was a highlight, and then I can go after you?
Sure. Yeah. I think the one that I was able to be more present at, I had some evening things later for the other sessions, but the first session was really for me rooted in this idea of beloved, right? The beloved community, but it gave it more substance to me because they talked about like what does it mean to actually show love and to receive love, and I thought that was really powerful, and it also helped that they had a Spotify playlist that was a beloved theme, so I was listening to that the rest of the week. It was in really good spirits, but yeah, I appreciated just how visual they made everything, and I saw a lot of potential, as I'm sure you know Chair Clayton will talk about too, about a train the trainer experience, right? And I didn't quite know if the facilitators themselves were individuals that had gone through the training already. It seemed like it was, so I like that they were modeling that as well. But overall, yeah, I think that the way that they were delivering it, the slides, all the materials that they had provided were really meant to, you know, be presented in the moment, but then also to be like reflected upon afterwards. And I mean, again, music is the way to my soul. So, I mean, it helps definitely that there was some, you know, not just like slide decks, but there were other ways of receiving the information in creative ways that I thought was pretty helpful. So yes, that's kind of my experience with that.
Thank you. Also, yes. Thank you. I know, I met with, Dr. Nubia and you, and I just appreciated, and Megan, I'm sorry. And, she and I both, there was a quote that we both kept quite near and dear to our hearts. So I wanted to actually share it with the commission. It was one that I hadn't heard before, the full quote. And so, here's what it is. It says, "Power without love is reckless and abusive. And love without power is sentimental and anemic. Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice. And justice at its best is power correcting everything that stands against love." I felt like that was just so, it speaks to the work that we do, right? I mean, there is power in being on this commission. And we try and use that power in a way that demands justice, that extends love to everyone. And so something I actually wanted to tease out, I know it is powerful. Something I wanted to tease out that Commissioner Vice Chair Stevenson had suggested was, as we are on this commission, really making sure that we are continuously improving and learning and extending our knowledge about Dr. King's works is huge. So, you know, whether it's, you know, we maybe go through a specific speech or we go through a specific book, I think it would be really important. I know for my own education, but for those, as we bring them on to this commission, that we ensure that as we are making decisions in someone's name, that we truly understand their philosophies. And so I'd love to open it up to the commission, see if that's something you're interested in. And we can follow up with maybe, you know, a first reading that could be due in December, and we can talk about that in our meeting. Love to hear your thoughts.
I really like that idea and open to, like, as long as it's a short read.
Yeah. We won't assign the complete, like, library to you. That's fair. That's totally fair, Jasmine. Great. Okay. So let me open this up before I make any assumptions. Is there anything anyone has been wanting to read that we can start with? I'll do this. We'll kind of, in a follow-up email, we will maybe take in some thoughts around the training that we saw, and then Vice Chair and I will get together, and we'll send out a link to a reading, and go ahead and read it and come back with your thoughts. Okay. Oh, Commissioner Shears is looking at her list. Okay. Thank you. If anyone else thinks of anything, go ahead and ping us and let us know. Okay. Great. Okay, let's go into, well, you teased this a little bit, but is there anything else about the UTA partnership that you wanted to share, Vice Chair?
Yes. So, and Megan and I hung out a lot the last couple of meetings. So again, the glue doesn't happen without Megan keeping us all on track. So thank you. Thank you so much. So, you know, we've been, talking about this partnership based on what happened this year with the student art project. That was this year, right?
Yes.
What a year. Time is a construct. We wanted to, you know, optimize that magic going forward, to think to possibly it becoming a, you know, maybe it could be a yearly part of our MLK observance as a commission. So we wanted to connect with UTA and their community engagement team. And I'm not going to get this title right. Beautiful Arts, the Student Art Project. It happens every other year. So we're already slated to kind of, we put a pin in for 2025. But we still wanted to explore what we could do for 2024. And so I think Megan was excited as I was when we heard about the Adopt a Stop project.
Oh, cool.
And so what this is a, basically, it is an installation that goes on sheltered bus stops. So the first question I asked was, well, where are these on MLK Boulevard here in Salt Lake, for example. There are bus stops with shelters near that area. And so we received updated information on where those locations are. So what the possibilities are with that is they can create, with our guidance and with our contribution, a vinyl wrap around the shelter. And, these can have messages, these can have, you know, graphics, whatever we would come up with that could go around that shelter for a specific amount of time. Again, you know, we're thinking about MLK season, and there is not only that, that philosophical approach to having it, these vinyl wraps also help reduce damage that can happen from vandalism to these shelters. Unfortunately, that can happen. Sometimes people will break the material on it, you know, maybe write on it, or, you know, things that are damaging to it. So having this there reduces that. This also helps build relationships with community. They also talked about bus wraps we could do as well, but this seems like an easy win to be able to come up with some images that could go around this wrap, go around the shelters in these particular areas. The next extension of that is, what if this commission could host or adopt a stop generally. This would mean that we would be responsible for basic maintenance of the sheltered bus stop, which would just basically be, you know, watching it to, you know, if there's debris there, trash there, to pick it up, keeping an eye on it. If there are some things beyond our capacity, we would connect with UTA and say, please check out this stop. There's some damage there. There are some things there that are beyond kind of what we would be able to do. This would mean that the commission would have a sign, permanent signage on that wrap. And again, we could still, on that bus stop, and we could still do the final wrapping around it, as well. So we were just so psyched about it. And Megan asked the best question, which was, how much does this cost? And if I heard it right, and I think I did, there is no cost to do this. So that's the big picture of how this UTA partnership could be strengthened with us in a variety of ways over time. But having, I think, an MLK installation there, which is, again, elevate the visibility of not only this commission, but of Dr. King and the King Center to Be Loved training, I think, echoes that visually. So glad to answer any questions, glad to even to follow up if I may have missed anything. Yeah, early stages, I believe we are set to meet with them later this month because we knew we had to bring this to you all first to see how you would like to proceed.
Amazing. So, I'll wait for my comments. Commissioner Shrews, you have your hand up.
Okay, I might have missed this, Commissioner Stevenson, mm-hmm. but What is the length of time we would be able to have the wrap if we don't choose to own a particular place? Because that seems like a lot to have one place and even making the decision about where that one place would be. But how long would we be able to keep the wrap? And is it something that would rotate with other wraps? Just curious.
I think yes to your second question, which answers the first. I think it will rotate around. So I think there would be a reasonable amount of time, particularly if we wanted to install something around, you know, late December, January, going into February. The one caveat is that they mentioned about these wraps is weather. Mm-hmm. So if it is too cold, and correct me if I'm wrong, Megan, then the rhino wrap cannot be installed, which would just mean we'd have to wait till the weather agreed with us to do that. So, to your point, if we were to adopt that stop, it would be for a specific amount of time. I don't think we got a specific time frame, but it would rotate. Did I answer your question, Commissioner Shrews? Okay. Thank you.
Can I just say how excited I am about this? Our team is so big picture strategic. I am so excited. I have two questions. One, can we put the QR code for our toolkit in the wrap?
We can do almost whatever we wanted. And I'm looking at Megan, graphic designer extraordinaire, to, you know, we've already seen your skill sets and many of the things that we've already done. So the short answer is yes.
Nice. Love it. We love a yes. My next question is, this seems like an amazing partnership, and it also seems like a lot of work to Commissioner Shrews' point. I know we have a few folks who are on our kind of subcommittee for the Jazz event. I would love, if you are not on that subcommittee, that you go ahead and get on a subcommittee that works through this UTA partnership. As Vice Chair said, a lot of time is dedicated to this. And for us to get this work done, we need all hands on deck, especially where we have a smaller commission. So I don't have the list, but I'm assuming, I know Commissioner Nixon is on the Utah Jazz. Eddie is on, sorry, our advisor member Thompson is on our Utah Jazz. Is there anyone else on the Utah Jazz, like, subcommittee that I'm missing?
Jasmine, I believe you're also on
the planning committee, if I'm correct.
Did you say me?
Jasmine.
Oh, Jasmine.
But I have not contributed. So okay. I'm happy to jump on the UTA subcommittee too.
Nice. Okay. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So we have Commissioner Walton. Commissioner Shears, you raised your hand. Are you on the Utah Jazz?
You know, I was, but I have been out of town, and I think I've missed a lot of things in the past few months. So I did not receive any invitations to meetings, or the last one that I was, you know, that I received, I wasn't able to attend. So,
okay. So we'll keep you on the Jazz because that's where you are interested, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's make sure that we get Commissioner Shears on those invites. And then Commissioner Offa. And Commissioner Rachel, it looks like I have you two that don't have a subcommittee. Your choice. What would you like to be on?
I have been thinking. I'd like to think a little bit more, and definitely I can, like, confirm by maybe tonight or tomorrow. But, yes, I don't have an answer just yet, but I would definitely love to get on something soon.
Okay. Thank you. Amazing. And Commissioner Rachel?
Yes, I'd love to be a part of the UTA subcommittee.
Nice. Okay. We'll get her on that one. Thank you. Okay. Everyone has a subcommittee. This is really kind of, I mean, I hate like the sports reference, but like fourth quarter, right? This is where we're gearing up for January. So, thank you for that update. Let's go on to the special screening of Rustin. And you know what?
Chair Clayton, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but does this call for a vote to be able to proceed with the vinyl wrap? Because it sounds like the commission is open to having the wrap, but maybe not the full adopt the stop right now.
Okay.
So do we need to take a vote? Or
so one of the things I would encourage is maybe pausing on the vote, one, because we don't have a vote listed on the agenda. Okay. So if we can either table it for December or even have an opportunity in December for a representative from UTA to maybe come in and give more detail and have any of our questions answered, and we can come up with a clear timeline, and then we can vote from there. Would that be a better approach?
Love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great call out, Vice Chair.
One suggestion I might have, too, is depending on the timeline, and I know y'all already have kind of an agenda for the MLK event with the Jazz, but that might be a great opportunity to get design ideas from youth or have that be something for the vinyl wrap if you would like. Again, depending on the timeline, but while they're there, I think that's something that they would really enjoy participating in potentially.
So that is something I missed with the Utah Jazz update. One of the swag items is going to be a t-shirt, and Katrina Starr, Utah Jazz rep, actually mentioned the possibility of attendees being able to submit a drawing for the t-shirt, and then Megan suggested that maybe we could connect with the winners from this year's student art competition to submit that, and I believe we were exploring about, because I asked about permissions, like would it be getting their permission to use their art for that. And so, yes, that tied in. Your suggestion tied in directly to that, too. But I think it's a timing issue at this point. But, again, this is not the only time we could do a vinyl wrap. We could follow up, and I think Megan even mentioned that, too, that later in the spring we might be able to do something with the student art.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I encourage with the UTA partnership is, because I know we talk about MLK season, but also how do we bring MLK season to MLK year. How do we make sure that the commission is having a timeline that follows through the whole year instead of just being tied to the January, February area? So one of the ideas I had was during the Utah Jazz event, that's when we open up submissions for the vinyl wrap. And even with the stations idea that we had, we even have one of the stations be a space where kids can brainstorm ideas and get them excited to contribute to the vinyl wrap. And then we also don't have to worry about weather, because by the time we select our winners for that, it'll be like early spring, springtime, so we don't have to worry about snow delaying that response. So that's another idea that we can have with the vinyl wrap, is making this into a longer timeline of what the commission is doing year-round.
But we still would like to, at least I'd like to advocate trying to get something up around January, if possible. So maybe this December meeting, if the timing still works for that, especially having the UTA rep be on hand to just let us know what the possibilities could be. Even if it's, like again, the QR code, you know, the quote that Chair Clayton that you just mentioned, but just something to commemorate the season. But I totally agree with you about the year round goal.
And Vice Chair Stevenson, mm-hmm. is there a theme to the MLK event with the Jazz right now? Or are we still thinking through what that would look like?
I don't think we discussed a theme.
Yeah. No, we're, yeah. I was just curious with like the whole conversation around Beloved. I don't know. I mean, it seems like there's a theme that we're already thinking through in terms of like internal capacity building, but yeah, so that just a thought. I don't know if that's eventually, I'm sure that'll come up, but especially for like an art competition mm-hmm. for students that have a prompt to follow.
Yes.
And Claudia, yes. I think the NBA sets the theme for all 30 teams, and so I think we just would need to connect back with Patrice on that. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because they have the quote.
The, yeah, exactly.
That's right.
But we hadn't talked about that, so it's good for us to follow up on that.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. I also just wanted to throw in for the special screening for Rustin. Vice Chair, this is something that you have definitely brought to our attention. And so if you wouldn't mind, would you mind giving the update for this?
You don't see my face pushed.
I don't.
Chair,
did I put you on the spot?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay, because you have to stay ready. So you have to get ready. So that's my theme today. Okay. Just trying to figure out how to walk into this. I knew this movie was coming out on Netflix and there was going to be a short theatrical run. So I was thinking, you know what? I want to see this in the theater to support it so we can get more movies made like this. And I was just Googling around. Where it was going to be showing locally and happen upon this announcement of this screening with Equality Utah, Utah Black Chamber, and the Salt Lake Film Society. Immediately signed up to go. And then, you know, of course, if you know who Bayard Rustin is and how his work was pivotal to the March in Washington for Jobs and Freedom, how could we not be a part of that? It's just to go, number one, but number two, and this is what I shared with Chair Clayton, how is this a viable opportunity to be able to share with those in attendance that this commission exists and to be able to share opportunities to apply for the commission? So we have reached out to Equality Utah, who I believe is the main primary host, to see if we could just have a few minutes during the reception where Chair Clayton can share about the commission and invite attendees to apply or consider applying for this.
Amazing. We have a couple hands. So let's go to, I think I saw Commissioner Shears first.
Okay. So I am on the board for the Salt Lake Film Society.
Yes.
And at any time that we want to be involved in any type of event, I'm happy to help, make that happen. And I think it's very easy for us to, in this situation with Rustin, it's already been planned and set in place, but I think that we can at least, I can get an audience with Troy and see if we can just slip that in. I'm happy to go forward with that and do that for you guys.
Thank you, Commissioner Shears. Is it also possible if maybe, you know, if the agenda is just, you know, too full, we totally understand that. Would it make sense, Commission, to maybe have something to distribute? Maybe it's just a short card announcing the commission. There's a QR code to the web page where they could learn more and possibly apply. We could just maybe have those on hand to share.
Yeah, I can see exactly what we are able to do at this point. And we'll definitely include that. I myself personally would like to see us have something that is a revolving piece that comes up before any type of movie that is related to African American, culture. And that's something that I can also talk with Tori about. So, and that could include our QR code on the screen.
Oh, I guess that'd even be better. So yeah. We don't have to waste paper. Thank you so much, Commissioner Shears.
Vice Chair Stevens and Chair Clinker, really quick. I know that we've been going through some of, the process around content review, and I know that we've had some conversations around this already, but in terms of representing the commission in this space, I know that we probably do need to go through Ellen and our
we should definitely bring that up in our
conversation. Recognize that you were here, Kat. I'm so sorry. But yes, Kat Potter, our wonderful deputy director with CCE. I just know that that's part of protocol when we're out representing the commission in a formal space.
And we have a meeting after this meeting, I'll bring it up.
Okay.
So, but it seems to fit so well with the commission. It really does. When is the event?
November 8th. Is that right, Commissioner Shears?
Yes, that's correct.
I see November 7th. Am I?
It's Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, that's the 7th. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm not looking at a calendar, but yeah.
I had to look, so I didn't have that number. Okay. I see Commissioner Thompson. You also have your hand up. Sorry, Advisor Thompson.
No, that was my question. What was the date? So thank you.
Can we follow up? I know, Megan, we sent this out to the commission, right? But we can we follow up with a reminder of, hey, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet? Okay. Thank you.
Can I just mention, you all are welcome to come as my guest. Just let me know your names, and I will share that information so that you could be my guest.
Thank you, Commissioner Shears. Amazing. Okay. Is there any other questions on the Rustin screening? Any other questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Just to know, Pat, if you want me this morning, what's the next step? What kind
I
of
can
guidance?
Circle back to Megan at the end of the day today and just say whether we can
gratefully move forward.
Okay. Yeah, and please include me with that just so that I can know what I should reach out to Tori with. And I'm also happy to have you a part of that meeting or email communication that I have in regards to this. So
amazing.
With the short turnaround between next week's event, is there time to do a slide that would go before the movie, or is that idea more for the future? Are you thinking of doing that for next week?
I'm not sure if next week is possible, but I can. That's something looking forward focused. But if there is any possibility to do that next week, I would certainly. Really trying to twist Tori's arm for that. But it's just a matter of having something in, and we could use something that we already have in place that just already includes, even one of the old flyers that we have used when we have tabled events would be fine to like top up there on the screen. So it doesn't have to be something major unless they really want it to be.
And Kat, do you need anything ahead of time for this meeting? I don't know if it's like talking points or
which. No, let me have this meeting and then I'll just circle back to you right after.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I open up the floor for any other additional? I know we usually have if anyone has any additional announcements. Is that okay, Megan? Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. If anyone has anything that we haven't discussed or you have any events coming up, now's the time to share with the commission.
Chair Clayton, if I may, I would, if maybe to add to next month's agenda. And actually based on what we just talked about with the content review, and Claudia and I and you as well had talked about this, some upcoming media opportunities around MLK Day. And we kind of, again, want to get ahead, get a good head start on this. You know, is there a possibility we might do another commentary like we did this year? Request for interviews, and the like. So how can we prepare ourselves for that? How can we have talking points, protocols around all of that ahead of time so that we can be, well prepared?
I think that's a great call out. Catherine Potter, correct? Right?
Yes.
I just made sure. Okay. When it comes to kind of content review, talking points, all of that, is that something that your office will talk through with communications and then you'll come back to us on what we can do, or how does that process necessarily work?
So we meet every Wednesday morning, and that's our leadership team, Jill Love, our director, and I, and our public information officer, Ellen, and our marketing director. The four of us are the team that review content for all of our divisions and commissions throughout CCE, and then we can give feedback. So anything, for example, that's a printed piece or a press release, anything that's going to be updated on the website, we have submitted to us before Wednesday morning, and then by Wednesday afternoon, we give feedback on anything that's approved or needs to be changed. Okay. And in general, they mostly fly right through the approval process, or we have a short discussion if we need to change anything. So I would say that's our timeline, but if anything needs to be expedited or if something doesn't fall into that exact framework that's more talking points, we can schedule a meeting outside of that process as well.
Great. Yeah, I know we submitted something a few, I think it was, was it during the March on Washington anniversary? And so I do think a few of these things might need to be expedited. And so what we can do is just ensure that we kind of put an expedited on that as we send to you in your meeting on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we'll go from there.
And further, even planning on what we might want to talk about. So this may be a subcommittee. Around what topics we want to cover. I'm just thinking out loud here, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I think that's something that we might need to have an offline just to kind of organize our thoughts around that. But yes. Definitely now we know that Wednesday is – oh, sorry. Now that we know that Wednesday is the cutoff, we will make sure that we get those in a timely manner to you and your team.
Great.
And real quick, in regards to next month's agenda, since that's right before MLK season will be starting, would we be interested in maybe inviting Ellen to come on to maybe give some best practices in terms of, like, interviews and things of that process? Because I know anything, the printed press releases, anything going on the website will go through the traditional content review, but I know Ellen has some additional advice and steps in regards to interviews and things of that nature.
Yep.
Fantastic. Let's do that. Add that to the agenda as well as our training, our King Center training.
I like that.
And internet. Go ahead.
I like that idea just because when January hits, there's so many different things happening and we just need to make sure we have a strategy and who's going to be where and who's saying what, when, and making sure that we're connecting all the dots for the different things that are happening. So.
Excellent.
Chair, I'd also like to just add, and I think, and I'm just pointing out it because I know you, the Magnify Utah website is what I'm thinking about. In the past few years, we have seen an influx of events and activities around MLK Day, and I won't rant on how exploitive some of them are, trying to be I've come from a place of goodwill with that, but how can we as a commission champion these events, you know, even if it's something as simple as creating a database? And I think this already happens where folks can submit, different organizations can submit their MLK-related activities so people can plan You know, families can plan. If you're looking for this type of event, you know, you can come to this commission's website, the MCA website, to do that. If you want to see a great lecture like at Westminster University on January 31st with Rosa Clemente, you can come do that. The University of Utah is having a huge, there's Advisor Houston on there, huge commemoration because it's been decades that they have had the parade and honoring Dr. King. So how can we really capitalize on that energy around that this year? And in addition to maybe the database, that the calendar that happens, what else might we be able to do to amplify those activities?
Putting my communications hat
on. Thank you.
I think that oftentimes the news is looking for opportunities and people to speak with authority on what to do in these certain days. And so if we were able to come out with a press release that says the MLK Commission is highlighting these events to do on MLK Day, I guarantee you'd get half of the news stations picking it up. Mm-hmm. So we could do that. You know, I would say release it a couple times early January and then right before, like a little bit before and then like 2 days before. So I'd happily take that on if need be.
I love it. Commissioner Hartman, go ahead and go for
okay.
it.
Okay.
I think what Megan mentioned is good timing, too. If we have Ellen here next time. And then
absolutely.
So I think, Kat, correct me if I'm wrong, they had a lot of requests for ghost stories this month.
They did.
For state history.
We got so many media requests for
I
ghost
thought
stories.
It was so funny, yeah. So Ellen was just, like, reflecting with me a day or so ago where, you know, in the future, maybe having this, like, something already prepared so that way when all these requests come in, like you were saying.
100%. And coming from authority, it's a good guarantee of being picked up since we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
As an organization.
Amazing. We've got a few links also in the chat from Advisor Houston, so go ahead and click those, read them later. Thank you for sharing those, Ms. Emma. Okay, is there anything else before we move to adjourn? Yep. And if you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself to us, Melanie.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie H. I am the Affirmative Employment Program Manager here at Hill Air Force Base. We collaborate with you all with our Project One initiative that we have going on here. It is involving our Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Office. And I know typically Ms. Hadley sits in. I'm filling in for her today. And I did have a couple of questions regarding the Utah Jazz game that will be held at MLK. Is there any way that we could donate some of those tickets to the military members?
You know, I definitely think that's a conversation that we can have with the subcommittee to see, you know, if we do have – after folks have registered, the students have, what we will do if we have those additional tickets. I don't know if we have an answer quite this moment, but we can definitely follow up.
Okay.
Our next meeting with Catrice from the Utah Jazz will be next Friday, and so we'll be sure to bring this up. And she will also have more clarity on the tickets as well, because she was also asking some questions on how much we would be able to give away.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, Melanie, there might be another opportunity as well. I believe it's Saturday before MLK Day with the U of U week. They're doing service projects on that Saturday, and I believe they'll have tickets for that as well. So that might be another way to do it, if depending on what the Jazz can do, obviously.
Okay. I can reach out to you. I believe I have a calendar invite. Okay. Thank you. Also, just a question regarding the MLK events. I heard a lot of discussion regarding the events for that particular day, but is there anything that's going to be closer out here to Hill Air Force Base or within the Davis County?
You know, for us, our signature event is with the Utah Jazz, and we host it in their arena. But to the point of collecting events around the state, And speaking to those, we can definitely make sure that we have representation up here in Davis County on that list.
So, no, my question is are there any events that will take place aside from the Utah game?
Yeah, so we personally do not put on any additional events other than that event with the Jazz. So if we do hear of those around that area, we will definitely share that information out with you and our partners.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to say that is pretty much it. You pretty much answered my last question. Thank you.
Great. We'll follow up when we get more information from the Jazz on those tickets. I saw, Eddie, you also had your hand up.
Yeah, question for the team. I know the U of U, they're trying to get a hold of, I believe they were trying to get a hold of Nubia, and I don't know where that ended, but wanted to see if anybody had heard that we can support the U of U event. I'll follow up with Nubia, because I think she's running that part. So just want to see if anyone had heard anything on that.
I will push that over to either Nubia's team, or I know Miss Emma's also on the call, if they have any updates.
Nothing MCA-wise, I don't think, right, team? I know Nubia's keynoted at the U of U event in the past.
Maybe.
But I'm not sure if that's happening again or not.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. There isn't anything else. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Second. Can I get a second, please?
I second that.
Oh. Look, we have Commissioner Shears and Commissioner Hartman. Thank you. I appreciate it. We will be following up with information that we discussed in this meeting. We've got a lot of turnarounds, and I just want to thank you all for showing up and engaging in this meeting today. Have a great rest of your day, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.